to Thanks for Your Time, a storytelling podcast by me, Lisa Marie Corso. No pages to turn, just hit play. Today's story is called A Letter to Mrs. Claus. Dear Mrs. Claus, I hope this letter doesn't cause any friction between you and your husband. I know he receives a lot of letters this time of year, and it'd be totally understandable if he accidentally ripped this one open, thinking it was addressed to him until he saw your name. Do you think he's the type of person who would keep reading on, or does he respect your privacy? To be honest, I'm not sure he opens any of the mail. Isn't that what the elves are for? In all of the years I was a kid and wrote letters to Santa, I never got one back. In fact, I have never heard of a kid who has ever received a letter back from Santa. It's a little rude, to be honest. It's not like he doesn't get them. We know he does, because all of our wishes come true on Christmas Day. I know I sound ungrateful. I'm not. I'm just really curious about how the whole North Pole postal system works. Like, in lockdown, I ordered a bag of loose leaf Earl Grey tea from Brunswick to Essendon, and it took 3 weeks to arrive in the post. So, like, are we meant to write our letters to you in July and pray they'll arrive by December? What's the cutoff day before you miss the boat and the elves can't fulfill our Christmas wish list? I mean, there's only so many AirPods they can make with their tiny little elf hands before they crack the shits, knowing ultimately the person they're making them for will lose one AirPod under the car seat in the next 6 months and order another pair next year. Be honest. Do you despise all of us who asked for AirPods this year? Anyway, my letter is to you. I want to say thank you. I really like your work, and I really don't think you get the recognition you deserve. I know it's you running the show over there. No offense, but as someone who's met Santa at High Point Shopping Centre countless times, he's got a bit of an ego and a disciplinarian complex. Bargaining with children and telling them to be good or they'll get a sack of coal. Then he's all ho-ho-hoing and demanding my parents raid their fridge for him and pour him a glass of the top-shelf scotch they got for their wedding 34 years ago. I also can't imagine someone like him has the organisational skills to coordinate Christmas. All of those letters need to be sorted, and oh my goodness, the toy-making schedule. That would require a level of project management that would cause the nervous system to shut down and pull anyone into a stress-induced coma. Please tell me your secret. What project management app do you use? Trello? Slack? Evernote? I'm struggling to coordinate which night to wash my hair as the festive season kicks off and could really use your advice. Oops. Sorry. I shouldn't be so insensitive complaining about such trivial things when you've got so much more on your plate. Speaking of plates, in the North Pole, are you allowed to eat non-Christmas foods? Or are you strictly on an eggnog diet? Is that why Christmas fruitcake has been engineered to never go stale? So you can eat it year-round because you have to meal plan 365 days in advance because you're too busy to cook again? Wink once if you want me to send you a kale salad and minestrone. I'm concerned about your iron levels. Now, I know you should never diminish a woman's success by talking about her wardrobe, but I must say, you really pull off the colour red. When did you decide to start exclusively wearing red, or was this a condition of marriage? In the North Pole, there's no such thing as a prenup. But you do need to forfeit a multicoloured wardrobe. Did you know a lot of the world's smartest people wear the same outfit every day? This is so they can use their brain to think about more pressing matters. I like to think you fit into this category with your rare breed of intelligence that must juggle human satisfaction with the delivery of material possessions without turning society into a bunch of greedy narcissists. Is that why you give us socks and jocks sometimes? Just to keep us earnest and grounded? Clever. How you do what you do is truly impressive. I hope you know that. But I imagine it gets a little lonely every Christmas day when the hubby is jetting off in his sleigh and you're left at HQ. You know you're always welcome to come to my family's Christmas lunch. Just let me know in advance. My parents set the table 24 hours before everyone arrives, and reconfiguring the table setting last minute will really throw them off. My dad's lasagna is pretty good though. Not sure if you got the memo, but he wants some AirPods too. You got the hookups, right? Thanks in advance and admiration. Lisa Marie Corso. Thanks for Your Time is a storytelling podcast written and produced by me, Lisa Marie Corso, with artwork by Dean Noble and music by Kevin MacLeod. This podcast was made with support from Moonee Valley City Council as a recipient of an arts grant. Thanks for listening and catch you next time.